Going to reconvene, calling our meeting to order for February, what's today, the 6th? Who's going to nod and say yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. All right. Make sure. All right. We're going to move on to section C, which is our Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. And who's going to volunteer and lead us in the flag salute today? Looking around. I think we have a guest today. We have PAC 106 from the Boy Scouts today. Yes, we do. But I'm going to call Giovanni Alvarado to come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, if he will. Let's give him a round of applause and bring him forward, huh? And then he'll call all of us to stand. Go ahead to the microphone, mijo. Pull it down so we can hear you, okay? There you go.
Is it on? Oh, yes. Okay. Please stand. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which we stand, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
That was outstanding. Thank you. Very nicely done. Okay, moving on to section D, adoption of the agenda, seeking a motion. Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving down to section E, we have no recognitions or presentations tonight. Moving on to F, public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. And let's see what we have here tonight. Our first speaker is Regina Delphine. Regina? She wanted to get a running start.
I was expecting to be up to
Hi, good evening. My name is Regina Delphine, and I'm actually speaking on behalf of a fellow colleague. Her name is Angelica Munoz. She's a special education teacher at Serrano Middle School. So, good evening, everyone. My name is Angelica Munoz, and I'm a special education teacher at Serrano Middle School. I wanted to take a moment to share some of the work that the students in my class have done this year. I'm currently working in a self-contained classroom for students with extensive support needs. This is my first year in middle school, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy it so much that I wanted to share something special that the students did in October to close off Hispanic Heritage Month. September was Hispanic Heritage Month, and the majority of my students in my classroom identify closely with Hispanic Latino culture. My students organized a cultural event at Serrano for their peers and staff. They hosted a folklorico event. Folklorico is a cultural dance based in Mexico. A folklorico dancer came to dance for students and then talked to them about Hispanic culture. Students decorated the MPR with papel picado and made the auditorium so beautiful. A classroom aide made Jamaica for students and staff. The event included about 30 students and few staff, teachers and aides. Students were smiling and enjoyed seeing the dancer and her colorful dress. When I asked the students if they liked the event, this is what they said. Yes, I like the dance. I like the dance because it's part of my culture. Also, I did like hearing it because some of the songs I listened to since I was little. I think the school should do more cultural events because the kids can learn about their culture like we did. Yes, because I like Mexican culture and music. It was fun. I like to see them dance. Yes, I like it because I made papel picado and I hung them up. Yes, because it looks fun and joyful. I like papel picado because I can make the shape I want and it's interesting. These are students' responses. Student responses show us the importance of students' culture being reflected, valued, and celebrated in school. Especially during these challenging political times, it's important that students and families know schools care about them. Hosting cultural events is a way to reflect that care for family and students. This event that students hosted at Serrano reflects those school values. What makes even more rewarding is that the event was made from a special group of students who have a lot to offer the world. They made a great contribution to Hispanic Heritage Month and their school. Thank you, Angelica Munoz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Roxana Gracia.
Good evening, school board, superintendent, and staff. My name is Roxana Gracia, and I'm the district director for Assemblymember Michelle Rodriguez, currently representing the city of Ontario, Montclair, Chino, Upland, and Pomona. I am her district director, and I'm also serving as her field representative for the time. We're looking to fill further positions, but until then, I'm covering both Ontario and Montclair. And I'm very happy that I was selected to participate in these cities because I actually went to Ontario Montclair schools. I went to Gracie Oakley Middle School and graduated from Colony High School. So I'm very happy to be able to stand here today as the liaison for the assembly member and to the community and to the school board. So just a little bit about what we do and what we can do for you and the families in the district. We provide constituent services, so if you ever find any students or families are having any issues with department issues that are state agencies, for example, EDD is a really common one, so if any families are having financial hardships and are applying for EDD and they're not getting responses fast enough, they can call our office and we can provide case management. So that means we would do the calling on their behalf and we can typically, you know, close cases within a week or two. So typically folks will wait and not get a response because of heavily impacted departments, caseloads. So we want to provide those services to the community. But I mean, the DMV is another one that a lot of people have issues with. appreciate the laugh. So yes, I just wanted to share that. And also, I'll wrap up with Assemblymember Michelle Rodriguez is being sworn in on Saturday, February 8th at 2 p.m. at her district office, which is located at 13160 7th Street, Chino, California, 91710. And it's open to the public. So if you want to come on by, introduce yourself, meet her, and see some other members of the community, you're more than welcome to join us. And thank you for allowing me time to introduce myself. And you'll be seeing me here at school board meetings. And if there's ever anything that I can do to assist you, please don't hesitate to reach out. The number in the office is 909-902-9606, but you can also reach out to me directly. My email is my first name, which is Roxana, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, period. My last name, which is Gracia, G-R-A-C-I-A, at asm.ca.gov. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Ms. Serma, do we have any other yellow slips? Thank you. Okay, bringing us to section G, our consent calendar, seeking a motion.
I move.
A second?
I second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. And I just want to point out that under learning and teaching, D1 is adoption of resolution 2024-25-82, recognizing March 21st of 2025 as World Poetry Day. And D2 is adoption of resolution 2024-2583, recognizing the month of March 2025 as Arts Education Month. Moving on to section H, discussion, action, and public hearing items. H1 is a tentative agreement between the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association, amending the master agreement at the conclusion of the 2024-2025 negotiations, including a one-time off-schedule stipend. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Do I have a tie? Do I have a second?
Second.
Again a tie. If I were a betting gal, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. And you got that, Ms. Irma? Thank you. Turning the page to H2, under Human Resources, the tentative agreement between the Ontario Montclair School District and the California School Employees Association, and its Chapter 108, amending the master agreement at the conclusion of the 2024-2025 negotiations, including the one-time off-schedule stipend. Seeking a motion?
I move.
A second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? In the books. Moving on to section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Macias, what say you?
Thank you, Madam President. On a motion by Trustee Galvez and a second by Trustee Alvarado, in a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to notify 125 certificated temporary employees of release from the district employment at the close of the 2024-2025 school year pursuant to Education Code Section 44954B prior to March 15th, 2025.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to Section J, comments and recommendations by Board of Trustees, starting with our very own Sarah Galvez.
Welcome, Boy Scouts. I just have a quick reading today. So I wanted to gather my thoughts. So when you do so, you usually write them down. And then so that's what I did today. And that's not usually my style. But I usually only talk about events or experiences I have within our school district and our community. Tonight I want to share a quote, usually attributed to Theodore Roosevelt, one of our presidents of the United States, that centers me in the present. In a period of events when our thoughts and the events of the day can feel so heavy upon us, it's good to remember this quote. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. So find something you can do and take a deep breath. Thank you everybody for coming tonight.
Thank you, Sarah. Ms. Sonia?
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, PAC 601, for being here today. they're my son's part of the PAC, so they got invited. They're learning about my community, so I'm glad that they're here watching our meeting and getting involved in their community, because that's important with all the events going outside, happening outside of our school district or in our community. It's always important to have our leaders to be proactive and learn how the system works to get bills passed and stuff approved that will benefit our community and speak out for people that can't speak. But I want to thank you guys all. We're having a lot of events going on. I want to thank all our teachers, our classified employees, our district leaders for their commitment. I know we got some sports going on this weekend, and we've been having dance, and I know a theater production is coming soon. So thank you everybody for your participation and for being our cheerleaders. Working all together, we make things happen for our district. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sonia. Moving on to Ms. Flora.
Good evening, everybody. Forgive me, I'm a little under the weather, so I don't mean to torture your ears with my voice. But I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. And don't forget to go ahead and take your vitamins. Don't get sick on me. and eat your vegetables, young minds. So thank you guys for coming and for your comments. Have a good night.
Thank you, Ms. Chris.
Welcome, Boy Scouts. We're glad to have you here. We hope you learned something today, and we won't keep you too late. Don't worry. I just want to compliment our ELOP program. We went to an awards dinner at the in San Bernardino, and where they honored them again, and we're so proud of Alec and his team and everybody that participated in that. It was a wonderful evening. And the spelling bee that was last Saturday was amazing because those kids have a lot of guts to stand up there and spell those words because there was a few that I had no clue. So kudos to them and to all the principals and support staff that supported them. And it was just a wonderful morning. It was one of my favorite events to attend to each year, so I was glad to see them. And congratulations to our winner who came from Lehigh. So, who spelled Goliath, I think, was her final word. So, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I also want to thank not just our athletics and activities department, but everybody involved in earning that Golden Bell. Truly is an entire team effort from, you know, teachers, staff, community partners, the families that signed the kids up, and Bob told me that we had 1,600 different clubs at Ontario Montclair this last year. 1,600. Can you imagine the amount of people involved to make that happen? I can't even imagine how many things are involved in 1,600 clubs, but we had that. And so they definitely earned that Golden Bell, and it was truly an honor to go and receive accolades for that on behalf of the school district. So thank you to everyone involved in making that happen. We also went to the Parent Leadership Summit at Oaks Middle School a couple Saturdays ago, and it was a joy to see parents involved learning new things about what's out there with their kids and giving them a little bit of help you know, the parenthood department. And like I said, and when I opened up over there, it was, you know, you don't get a manual when it comes to being a parent. You know, you go and you make the kids, and then what do you do with them, right? So every little bit helps. So it was nice talking with the parents and with everybody else there and just getting some info, some helpful information. So thank you to everyone involved there also. Thank you to our Boy Scout pack for being here with us tonight. I understand that you're going to have some questions for us afterwards. So we hope to have some answers for you. If not, we'll make them up. Okay? That's called adapt and conquer. That's your first lesson for the night. Okay? All right. Except Miss Flora. We're going to send Miss Flora home because she's not feeling well. Okay? Dr. Hammond, you're up.
Thank you, Madam President. You didn't give your kudos to OPD. Shall I do that on your behalf?
Oh, yes, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ontario Police. I see Officer Montez
and
there.
And for our campus safety.
And our campus safety,
please
Ross.
Please forgive me, guys.
They do a great job, great partnership with the district and the city.
Always.
I think one of the things I just want to highlight, a couple of exciting things. I want to thank Ms. Irma Sanchez and her communications team. They do such a great job of working with our local media partners. I don't know if folks were watching KTLA or NBC, but we had the media at Hawthorne Elementary Preschool to go over a oral hygiene program that it was labeled Little Teeth, Big Responsibility. And so talking about the importance at an early stage with our preschoolers about the significance of oral hygiene and what to do to maintain good oral habits and so forth. So I thought that was really exciting to see that partnership taking place. And then also our health and wellness department led by Mr. Gallagher, his designee, his director there is Ms. Kara Molina. They are partnering with the city of Montclair. This Tuesday, the 11th, 4:30 to 5:30, a presentation, Beef to Besties, Turning Conflict into Connection. And so they'll have some pizzas there, and we hope to market this through our website and get as many families to that cooperative training. So it's a great partnership with the city of Montclair. And big welcome to, is it Troop 601? PAC 601, the future elected leaders of the Inland Empire. Congratulations. You will get indoctrinated tonight by our five fabulous elected officials. And so thank you for being here. And it's really important to get involved in your community. It's really important to create a voice and represent others in your community. And you got five great examples in front of you. So take advantage of the time and be a sponge and learn a lot from them. So that's it. Thank you.
You mislead these kids. Okay, Section L, information announcements. L1's local control accountability plan, mid-year update under separate cover, available in the back. L2, Ontario Montclair Teachers Association recommended proposal for negotiations of the 2025 through 2028 successor agreement with the Ontario Montclair School District. Information item. L3, Ontario Montclair School District recommended proposal for negotiations of the 2025-2028 successor agreement with the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association. Information item. L4, schools and district offices will be closed February 10th, 2025 and February 17th, 2025 in observance of Lincoln's birthday holiday and President's Day holiday, respectively. L5, future agenda items, any requests for board consideration must be submitted in writing and meet the criteria as indicated in Board Bylaw 9322. L6, our next regular board meeting will be February 20th, 2025 at 6 p.m. right here, open session at Central Language Academy, which brings us down to Section M, adjournment, seeking a motion. Meet a second.
I second.
All right, everybody here at the dais and everybody else in the room, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Have a good night. Respect one another and be safe. Good night.